The verses I just told you of these ziyarat al-jamiyah and other ziyarat. They say, Imam is so high, what do I have to do with Imam? The other side of it, which is the other part, side of the blade or of the sword, there are people, they say, Imam is just like us. He walks on the street, he lives, he eats, he goes to the toilet, he does anything else that the other people do. Imam is very earthly person. Which one of these two we have to take? Is Imam an skyly, or have come from the sky, or is Imam an earthly person? Basically, the answer to this question is, if I want to give a very descriptive answer, I should organize probably a 10 session of an hour talking about to make a bit clear what does that mean. But in nutshell, or in a short form, we have to say Imams are a skyly. They have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have got those high levels, but they have lived an earthly life like everyone else. So basically, so that your mind does not go too much far away from what I said, this is the characteristic of human being, not only Imam. Human being is, that's why insan is referred to as Barzakh Jami'il Kubra. Insan is that very creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which encompasses all awalim of Allah. Awalim of Allah, it encompasses intellect and aql, it's in it. Insan is the creature who has got imagination, which is a lower alam. Insan also is the creature who has got material presence. So this is particularity of insan, not only Imam. But when it comes to the highest level, Imam has got the highest level as perfect human. So Imam, yes, that way we have to say Imam is an skyly creature, like us, but in much higher level. But does live a material life, and they have lived a material life. Let's look at some of the things that has happened to Imams. We all know they have had all the power of Malakut. You know power of Malakut? That means all those divine power of Imams. But see, where have they ever used it? When Hazrat Fatima salamullah alayha, when they did that to Hazrat Fatima, we know that Hazrat Fatima had all those power, all the malaikatullah were at the service of Hazrat Fatima salamullah alayha. But they let everything happen naturally like any other person. And she let that even they break her side by that door that you have heard the story. Look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam goes and by his foot he hit Ibn Muljam and said, get up, do what you are supposed to do. So Imam, by all his status and knowledge he had, he could have avoided that. But they never used that skyly, that divine power they had. Look at Imam Hassan alayhi salam when he was poisoned. Imam knows all of these things. But basically, okay, there might come a question and shubha here. I've seen people asking, okay, if Imam knows he's going to get killed, so is it not a suicide that he let it happen? Number one, the answer to that question is, Imam knows the qaza-i ilahi, what has passed through the knowledge of Allah, and is supposed to happen, and Imam does not stop that. Otherwise, if Imam was going to change all of these things, so none of the will of Allah was going to be prevailing on the whole creation. The second issue about that, they say there is a hadith, we say, وَإِذَا عَلِمُوا وَإِذَا شَاءَ عَلِمُوا عَلِمُوا. Whenever they wanted to know, they knew. It is not that they will at all the times have presence to all qayb. Whenever they wanted to know, they knew, they could know. That was basically the way it was. So when you look at Imam Hassan alayhi salam, when you look at Imam Hussein in Karbala, there are many ahadiths. I don't want to, I mean, not that I remember all of them, also I don't want to refer to any of them, but there are many ahadiths on all the way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam started from Karbala, from Mecca to Karbala, that Malaika went to him, angels of Allah went to Imam, offered him their help, and even jinns. There are many hadith, even jinns went to Imam and they offered their help to Imam. But Imam being Imam, he wants everything again to happen naturally like any other person. So Imam's conclusion is Imams are divine people, they are the skyly people, but they have lived an earthly life like any other of us. So that's about Imam. But the same Imam, the same Masoom, we will hear that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Az-Zahra Hawra'ul Insiyyah." What is that? Az-Zahra Hawra'ul Insiyyah means he is an angel in an insan too. And we also see this ahadith, "Falawla fasakhatul ardu ila ahliha." It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this refers to all Imams, but especially for Imam Zaman alayhi salam. "Falawla, had it not been you, the earth would have imploded and took everything in it. You couldn't stand." There are many of these things. But yet they have lived a very earthly life. So all in all, now it's a bit clearer for us how Imams have been descended. So we said what? These are the introduction to that Ziyarat Ashura. We have to understand this so that we can understand the tafsir of Ashura. So Quran is descended. Also Imam is descended too. Imam has come all this way in the lower levels so that people have been able to interact with Imam. So let's say about skies. Skies have been descended too. How would the skies descended? Of course, it's difficult for us, but we can make just examples. Let's say when a child is in the womb of the mother, a nutfa, a zygote. For that zygote, in that world of mother's womb that he is living, is as though he is living in a very low sky. And for him to be born into this life is a bigger sky. Does it make sense? This shows the level. For instance, we can say a sky means R in our universe, the material universe that we are living in. This material universe we are living in is a level of a sky. It has been descended, coming further down, and in the womb of the mother, that is a universe and a sky for that child that is living there. For him, it does not make any sense what is outside the sky, what is outside world. He is putting all he can do into that placenta and live with that placenta and takes blood from there. But that blood and that placenta, you all know, is so much najis. We cannot touch even blood, right? But he has to eat that blood so that he can grow all his senses that he learns, he needs, so that when he comes to this world, he can live. Similarly, this is one sky. Now this is our Lord is another sky. For us, we have to live on this material food and material stuff to live on. But all these things that we are having here is like that blood, najis, for the people of Barzakh. When the people of Barzakh are looking at us, it's similar to us that we are looking at the child in the womb of the mother. The same way we call that ass, it's najis, you cannot touch it. What they are drinking, that blood? They must drink it, that they must have that blood, and we must eat this old food, but within the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, so that we can go, when we go to Barzakh, we will see from there how terrible it has been, the things that we have been eating here, all this material thing, but no choice, that's how Allah has created. So Barzakh is another sky. Barzakh is a higher sky. So Barzakh, as in a sky, has been descended, coming down to our world. This material world is a level of a sky. So this is, in Farsi we say it, Asiman. I don't know what in Urdu it said. The same thing. So this is Tanazzulat, Tanazzul of Asiman, Tanazzul of sky. So Barzakh, when you all know that Barzakh is, when we die, we go to that another state, and from that state we go, after we die in Barzakh, we go to Qiyamah. And what is Qiyamah? Qiyamah is the sky of intellect. Qiyamah is the level of intellectual level. So intellectual level or that sky has been descended to Barzakh. Barzakh is the descended level of intellectual level. Barzakhi sky has been descended, so it has gone to this material sky that we see. And our sky has been descended in the womb of the mother for that child. Do I make sense? In explaining descendants of skies. So, now let's look at some of the things in Ziyarat Ashura. Bar Muhammad wa Muhammad Salaam. Now look, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, in his ascending with Prophet sallallahu in Miraj, you all know that they reached to a place that Jibreel said, "Oh Prophet, I cannot come any more than this." And basically what was happening, Prophet in Miraj went to a level of a sky that Jibreel was not allowed to go. Jibreel was, you know that Jibreel is such a great angel, and he was the angel who could take and hold the knowledge of Quran, because the way Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam brought Quran to Prophet, it was not like if he had a book like that and he said, "Wing with the wing flying down, coming to earth, going to the cave of Hira and say, oh Prophet, get this book from me." It was not like that. What was it like? Angels, all the angels themselves are the creatures of universe of Aft. We don't want to go into that too much tonight. But I just want to say, they are intellectual creatures. Angels are intellectual creatures. Especially Jibreel is one of, or probably the highest angel of deals with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel, with all that status, reaches to a level that cannot go any further, and prophets should go that journey alone to Qaba Qawsain or Adna. This is what in Quran refers to. That Qaba Qawsain or Adna is when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets so close to Allah. In what is that closeness? Is it physical? Of course not. It's not about the physical, because Allah does not have any physical presence, does he? So Prophet goes and leaves Jibreel behind. وَلَوْ دَنَاتُوا أَنْ مُلَّةً. That's what Jibreel says. If I come any further, I will burn myself. So this very Jibreel, let's see what it talks about them in Ziyarat al-Ashura. How that works. Before I still go to the Ziyarat al-Ashura itself, when I was telling you about these childish meanings that we have learned from Quran, and we are living with those meanings of Quran in that level, with the same words, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the example I gave, with the same word, Imam Ali alayhi salam put the heads of someone who has died in the battlefront, who puts it back with the name of Bismillah. With the same word, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the word of Bismillah, Imam Ali put someone's cut of hands back to it where it was. So that must show there are much higher meanings to all these verses of Quran. And the problem is, we always ask these questions from ourselves. If we are told that as salatu mi'raj al mu'min, how come we make no mi'raj? Why we never go to mi'raj? Basically anyone can have mi'raj. It was not confined to the Prophet. It is what up to what level of mi'raj we can make. That is the difference. The reason that we cannot make any mi'raj, uruj means ascending. Mi'raj means ascending in the higher awalim, going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in mi'raj we cannot, why we are not able to make use of as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min? Because still we are Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. After 60 years we are saying that. Of course you are all young, I'm referring to myself. after 50 odd years, I still know that meaning. So how can I make any mi'raj with that? Unless I've come to learn more of these meanings, I cannot make any more. I cannot go up with this mi'raj. But now going to the verses of Ashura. Salawat bar Muhammad. There are verses in Ziyarat Ashura. We say, لَغَدْ عَزُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ وَجَلَّتْ وَعَزُمَتِ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكَ عَلَيْنَا. What does that mean? That means, indeed, لَغَدْ عَزُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ وَجَلَّتْ وَعَزُمَتِ الْمُصِيبَةِ. This musibat, azuma, became so big. وَبِكَ to you, وَعَلَيْنَا and to us, وَجَمِعَلَا جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. This musibat, this calamity has become so big on you, Imam Hussein, on us and on Ahl al-Islam. Prophet Muhammad was Ahl al-Islam, wasn't he? So this calamity has become even so huge on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was Ahl al-Islam, wasn't he? So this calamity has become even so heavy for Imam. And even we recite in Ziyarat Ashura, وَأَلَىٰ أَهْلِ السَّمَوَاتِ. Who are أَهْلِ السَّمَوَاتِ? Jibreel is the most known أَهْلِ السَّمَوَاتِ. أَهْلِ السَّمَوَاتِ means person of the skies, of the high sky. So it has become even heavy for Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel, the same angels of Allah that he can bring, he can bear, he can have all those ilm of Allah, which is Quran. This is too big. Quran, we have it. If Quran was going to be descended on mountains, it would have crashed mountains. This is such a heavy thing. But same Quran, Jibreel can bear it. Jibreel can hold it. Jibreel brought it for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the same Jibreel